Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio, wanting to get your text as often as we can, and your call is welcome as well. Call in line on Super Talk is 888-808-8637. And if you'd like to text us, hey, our C-Spire text line, wide open always. Any question you have is just right. It doesn't matter whether it's a, we don't care. You want to send us a message saying we smell bad, that's okay. We probably do. No, we don't. I don't think we do. I don't know. Text line is 601-879-4395. And we're streaming and on all of, your app on your phone, and you can pull up Super Talk and just listen to many different ways. You can see the show, hear the show, watch the show, just be a part of what we're doing. And we're on radio as well. So, hey, join us. Buddy, and we're talking about all sorts of things. I think before we even get going on handyman stuff this morning, I want to say congratulations to Ole Miss. They did a great job in representing the state of Mississippi throughout the whole United States, and they really did a spectacular job. Unfortunately, there wasn't much of a football team for them to play any longer, even though Notre Dame had, throughout the year, had done pretty well, and then all of a sudden this thing that I don't understand, the transfer portal changed, and the people, I don't get, I it's beyond me. Why?
In regard to what the transfer portal, like Ole Miss had pretty much everybody healthy.
Yeah.
Duke, you know, had lost their quarterback to the transfer portal, Malik Murphy.
Who claimed that it was just about the person who got them where they were.
I don't think they would have made it to the win total without him.
Right.
Although the quarterback that left Duke is the quarterback at Notre Dame.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, you know, you, Notre Dame is in the playoffs, the championships, you know, they're semifinals. So to say that Malik Murphy may be a better fit for Duke would be accurate. But to say that Riley Leonard isn't a, you know, very solid quarterback leading one of the best teams in the country.
Sure.
It's hard to say he couldn't have done that at Duke, maybe. But, you know, hey, that's the transfer portal for you. It's crazy world out there.
It's a crazy
world.
You
got to embrace it.
Yeah. You kind of got to look at it and say, well, okay, that's the way things are right now.
But
anyway,
it is.
I even wore my red T-shirt, my Ole Miss T-shirt, and it does say game time on here, Ole Miss, and blue on shirt.
That had to be difficult, being a state fan.
I wasn't going to mention it, but since you did, yes, I am definitely a state fan because all of my kids went to state, and all my grandchildren are now going to state, and I'm just a big state person. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about all of the teams in Mississippi, and proud anytime any one of them do exceptionally well. And then the Sonic Boom was incredible in that. Their show.
They're a show stealer.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be playing the best football of the first half if you've ever played, and then the Sonic Boom comes out, and the crowd goes wild. I mean, touchdown. I mean,
it goes, what is this? What's happening before amazing. My eyes?
It is. It's really cool to have such talent, not just in the athletic side, but as we talk about here in the next segment, first segment is, is the music prowess here and all of the, how do you put it? I mean, there's there's starting points for anything, like you learning handyman stuff. You got to start somewhere. And a lot of these folks started in church, learning gospel songs and learning religious songs and learning how to play instruments there. And you can see where it goes. I mean, it's I think it has a lot to do with the deeply religious background here in Mississippi.
Yes.
That you also have such a dedication to cause, such as if I'm going to be good at something, I'm going to be the best at it.
That's the
bit. And I think that has a lot to do with that religious upbringing that a lot of folks have, that discipline that says you got to go out and do it, and it'll be handed to you.
So I think as far as statewide, we're just incredible in things we do nationally that people some see and some don't, and some recognize and some don't. But I'm proud of the whole entire state. We do a wonderful job. And
Ole Miss played well, too. And, you know, it was an easy game for them. I think a lot of fans really expected that. Ole Miss snubbed on the playoff. You had a couple of teams that got in because of winning tournaments or conferences. Right. And I think Ole Miss would have done a better job than a couple of those. Don't want to mention names. But, you know, that's the way it played out. And you got to live with the results. You signed up for that.
That's right.
And Ole Miss didn't, you know, they didn't evaporate and not show up. We've seen that before, where, you know, Ole Miss wasn't really prepared for the bowl game. And I was at that one in New Orleans a few years ago. But this one, they were very focused.
They were ready, for sure.
And Duke came out firing. I have to give them credit. Their defense was in the backfield quickly.
Right.
We weren't running very well up front. And then, you know, Ole Miss just kind of stuck to the plan. And I started getting the ball to people and blocking. And it makes a big difference when you block somebody, doesn't it?
Yes, it really, really does. And people who do the blocking, they're beginning to get credit in this day and age where before they weren't getting a lot of credit. Nowadays they are, when blocking is so important.
I watch the trenches more a lot of times than I'll watch, you know, the backs or the linebackers.
It's great to see the holes they create and the way they do that and how the person carrying the ball running understands where the hole's going to be and running in this direction and all of a sudden, zip, going the other direction because there's a hole there.
Well, and vantage point is so important in seeing football as, you know, as it unfolds. As a fan sitting on the 50-yard line or the 20 or whatever, you have great seats, but you can't see the game unfold. You're watching it from a almost two-dimensional perspective.
Correct.
But when you get in the end zones or in the corners, you can really watch those holes open up. You can watch coverage better, and you can see the gap, you know, between the guy covering this dude or the guy trying to tackle that guy. And Chancellor Kayat would always tell me, I asked him one time, I said, why did you choose the corner of the new, you know, end zone here to put the Chancellor's box, the far corner over there? He goes, well, you know, I was a scout for the Redskins. I think it was the Redskins. And I went down to New Orleans to scout some players or look at some things. And he went into the Superdome, and he was wondering, where are all the scouts? And he was on the sideline. You know, he's got like 50-yard line tickets, and then he gets down on the sideline. And finally he says, hey, where are all the scouts? They said, oh, they're up there. He goes, why are they sitting up there? He goes, because they can see everything.
They can see
and he went up there, and he goes, that taught me a lesson from that point forth.
Sure.
The best place to watch a game is in the corners of the end zone, up about 60, 80 feet, so you can see everything
unfold.
You can
see everything happening. Because down on the 50-yard line, right at the yard line, you don't see the game.
When there's all, you got the players in front of you, the bench, you know, it's so much stuff going on. The cheerleaders are hard to keep your eye off of sometimes.
Expensive seats, too. All right, that's sports. We didn't mean to get into a whole lot of sports, but I think it's important that it be noted that it really did a tremendous job for the state this year, and we're doing tremendous as far as sports is concerned. Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're just going to talk about all sorts of different things, taking care of your house and how to do that, and whatever you may have, we want to talk about.
Well, we got a question right out of the gate here from Ray and Gluckstadt.
Yeah, I saw
that. Buddy, recently, I don't want to mention the company's name, but put a new roof on my house where they were here, went up in the attic, and I asked them why the builder didn't connect a vent tube to anything, and he told me that the exhaust fan from the shower, some builders just nowadays vent it into the attic. It seems like a bad idea to put moisture in the attic. What do you think, handyman?
I agree. It's a bad idea to put moisture into the attic, and it's no place for it, and the exhaust fan from the bathroom should be vented outside somehow or other. And the builder or the roofer who claim that that is what a lot of people are doing nowadays, if that's true, it's not the right thing to do. In my opinion, no moisture needs to go into the attic. Anything that's vented from your living envelope should be vented outside, and it's very, very important. You need to keep your attic as dry and as best you can, and by pouring moisture into it from your bath is not a way to do that. And that's what I have to say about that. And I hope I answered your question.
We got another one here too. The 662205 said, question: I have a problem with animals chewing and destroying the wood trim on my back patio door. When I've replaced the trim in the spring, how do I keep the animal from chewing it up again? Not sure what animal would be causing this. At any rate, thank you. My guess would be squirrels. I mean, I've just seen it so many times. There could be others, though.
Chewing up the trim on the back.
Trying to get in, yeah, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, trying to get in, but I would dare say there's also some moisture somewhere because that creates critters. So, I mean, if there's moisture anywhere at all, a critter's going to find it. And when things remain moist, if they're not properly, if you're, like that trim isn't properly caulked or isn't sealed properly, and you may be getting moisture in there, and the critters are coming up and trying to get inside the house. And you know.
I know they make some, and I've had to use it on my German short-haired pointer, and then when my lab was a pup,
uh-huh.
really chewy. You know, they want to get into stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find some bad-tasting spray.
Yeah.
That stuff really does a good job. There's different brands, and I don't want to mention one because I'm not sure
right.
what to use, but you can talk to your vet. Sometimes
right.
they will have something that
sure.
generally if a dog won't eat it, which they eat anything,
yeah.
you know, a lot of other animals don't want to eat it either. So I would give them a call and say, hey, what would you recommend? You can also call your county co-op.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. I know you said 662. I'm not quite sure where you are, but the county co-op is a great place to ask those types of questions.
You know what a good place is, too, is Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply got some good people in there, and there's one around every community.
There's one around just all over the place, and they probably have the answer to that.
I've used some bad, it's like some sour green apple spray.
It's not harmful.
No, it's totally organic, and it's not got any chemicals in it. It's healthy for the animals.
For sure.
They smell it, and they don't like it. Another thing that I found that works very well is go get the industrial size cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Moisten the wood a little bit, just enough to get the cayenne all in it. Let it dry. Take a hair dryer and dry it.
Uh-huh.
And you will not have animals trying to eat that again. And cayenne is not something that most animals want in their diet.
Yeah. Cayenne works really well. But
those are two suggestions I have from experience with animals, you know, chewing things.
Yeah.
Cayenne is a beauty. You can make a little syrup out of it, or you can make a spray out of it. A lot of the cayenne doesn't come out the nozzle, so I would just wet something, pour it on, and then rub it in.
Are you telling me that cayenne is a cure-all?
Well, it's great for health, too. You know, those are the Asian folks. They'll tell you, Americans don't eat enough spice. And that's why we're so healthy, you know. And I had a lady the other day. It was funny. She mentioned, you know, how hot do you want this? I said, as hot as you can make it. She goes, it's very healthy for you that way. I said, yes, I know. I listen.
Yeah.
But, the cayenne works great. And sour apple spray. Sometimes I think you can get that at a pet supply, like a PetSmart or something.
Yeah, PetSmart probably has something like that as well. But I think you'd have better at some place like a Tractor Supply or a co-op.
And Tractor Supply has a bunch of those types of things as
right,
well. So
right. And the knowledge behind it.
Yeah.
Of how to use what particular.
I wouldn't put it past Ace either to have something because their their specialty is yard and garden and
yeah.
So I've never walked into Ace and asked a question to the reservoir ones where they go, I don't know.
Story. About,
never had that happen.
Story about my friends at Ace. I always get my calendars at Ace. And I pick them up and I walked in there this year and got a calendar and took it home and went turn the darn page, and it went from the first page to February. And I went, where's January? I did it two or three times, looked at the page, couldn't separate the page, put the thing down, said, this is right. I'm going back. Well, it was the day before they were going to be closed on New Year's Day. So I went the day after, or I was going to go the day after. And before I went, I took the calendar out into my kitchen and was showing my daughter. I said, look, I got a calendar that goes right from the very first page to, I turned it. There's January. I'm going, wow, I don't get this at all. Have I been somewhere?
We just woke up from hibernation.
Really? Have I been away? Oh, well. We were talking green a little bit, and I think we're going to talk Green a little bit. In the beginning, in ancient times, almost all of the homes and shelters that were built green. They were like, I mean, when you talk about anything like a mud hut, right, or an adobe home, or a dugout, or an igloo, or a cave, all green. Nothing can bother it at all. It's not ever going to create a problem because it's green, and it's not going to be in. And then we started building stronger and better using, and we learned to use synthetic products more and more and more. And we use an awful lot of plastic and vinyl nowadays. And plastic and vinyl is not environmentally friendly.
It is not a natural material.
No, it is not.
Not breaking down easy.
No. And after reading and studying a little bit, I'm beginning to understand that plastic water bottles actually break down after a period of time to a product called microplastics.
Yeah. And then Richard Schwartz would tell you that there's the forever particle.
The forever
particle is one of those things where it's always in everything, water supply, everything. And,
sure.
And it's part and parcel to some of that, the plastics and the oils and things that go into making the plastics that as they break down, you know, those things create some toxicity.
Now plastic breaks down to a point, but it takes like 500 years for a plastic bottle to deteriorate totally and disintegrate. 500 years. I don't think I have that long. And I'm not going to wait for sure. So I had a really bad habit of refilling plastic bottles and using them one or two times more, not much more than twice. But I've stopped that because after reading this, I'm beginning to understand, first off, water in plastic bottles is not a good thing anyway. But I think if they're new and they're sealed and they're like from an artesian well they're probably okay, but don't use the plastic bottle again. Plastics. But when you start looking at homes, well, there's so much plastic around. It's unbelievable. And we'll pick this up when we come back. Take a short break right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll talk about Build Mississippi as well. So you stick with us. Hey, text us, too. We'd love to hear from you. 601-879-4395 is our C-Spire text line. Right here on Super Talk. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't. Yeah, you would have made All-State if Coach put you in. Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
On the battlefield.
Hit Highway 49. I'm gonna get up in the morning. Hit Highway 49.
Welcome back to the Handyman Show. Yeah, I'm going to listen a little bit. Who is that? Come on, Lance.
That's Howlin' Wolf and Eric Clapton together.
Whoa.
Highway 49.
How can you do any better than that?
No, you can't. That's it. You just quit after that and go home.
I'm done. All right. Building Mississippi Studios is where we're at Super Talk Mississippi. Text came in from Ellie, and Ellie in Florence wants to know if she says she has a couple of statuettes that have had the head broken off of them. The first thing I want to say is that's probably not a problem because most people around here don't have a head on their shoulder anyway. So it's okay. But at any rate, yes, there is an adhesive that will work in putting those heads back on your statuettes. And it would be an epoxy type glue. Almost any epoxy glue will work in wonders in doing just that. And, will work and will hold it in place, close to permanently. Epoxy glue is generally in two tubes, and it comes out and it's mixed together
and
as
move
one.
Fast.
It's going to dry real quickly. Not so quickly that you have to do it.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network. This is Ole Miss Basketball.
But we're going to win here, and we're going to win sooner than later. It might happen a lot quicker than most people think.
Morrell chasing it down. He goes up one-handed. Tomahawk.
Tidy, Ole Miss.
Padula loops it into right field for the dunk. Wow, what a play.
Rebels basketball lives here.
Morrell to right field for the dunk. That'll get the crowd going here in Oxford.
Ole Miss basketball is on the air. This is the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Our coverage of Rebels basketball begins with a countdown to tip-off show. The countdown to tip-off show is brought to you in part by CSpire, official wireless provider of Ole Miss athletics. Coca-Cola. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions. Get your Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card today. Now to courtside and the voice of the Rebels, David Keller.
We ring in the new year with the launch of the 2025 Southeastern Conference basketball slate. The league grind starts this morning in Oxford as Ole Miss hosts Georgia at the Sandy and John Black Pavilion. The Rebels and the Bulldogs flourished in pre-conference action, going 11-2 and 12-1. Now the SEC cranks up as the conference appears to be socked full of outstanding teams. Margin of error will be very small as the Dogs and the Rebs look to jump out to a good start here today. Hello, I'm David Kellum along with Mark Dukes, and we've got all the action coming up. But first, stay tuned for Countdown to Tip-Off. That's next on the University of Mississippi Sports Network from Learfield.
Inspired by Chuck.
I like adventure, so I'm never in one place for long.
1 minute I'm calling from here, the next
from here, or here,
or way down here. Once I call from,
but I won't be doing that again. Connecting you to what inspires you most on CSpire's blazing fast 5G network. And right now, get your choice of free phone. CSpire, inspired by you. 5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. See CSpire.com for details.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
You're listening to Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman.
For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him, and now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pork beverages. Our dining rooms are open, and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available, along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Countdown to Tip Off. David Kellerman, Mark Dukes again with you here courtside in Oxford as Ole Miss is getting ready to play Georgia in SEC basketball. And Dan Courts has us covered in our studio. We look forward to hearing from Dan here in just a few moments. We do welcome you to our pregame portion of our broadcast. We're going to hear from Chris Beard here in a moment, the head coach of the Rebels. We'll also have an injury update, and Dan's going to look at some other scores. We got Kentucky and Florida already underway in the SEC. Here, Rebels ranked 23 and 1 poll, 24 in the other, 11 and 2. Chris Beard is 31 and 14 in the second year. Georgia is 12 and 1 through non-conference play. Mike White, former Ole Miss Rebel player and coach, has his team off to one of their best starts ever. He's in his third year at Georgia, 48 and 34. This is the 126th game in the series. Georgia leads 78 to 47, but in Oxford, Ole Miss leads 28 to 25. If you look at this Georgia team, coach, they're looking to extend their best start to a season in 94 years at 12-1, the first time they've had that kind of a start since 1930-31 season.
Well, I don't even remember that season.
That's before I was doing games.
Yeah.
Barely.
But, Mike White, you know, you got to love him. Former Ole Miss Rebel. Kind of a hero here. He dribbled that game out against Villanova. First ever Ole Miss NCAA tourney win, and he's a good coach also. And obviously he's recruited some really nice players, transfers and freshmen. So this is going to be, a real battle right here.
You know, Georgia at 12-1, they're also on a seven-game winning streak. A lot of confidence. They got down 17 against South Carolina State. I watched that game the other night at halftime. Then just blew them away in the second half and won the game. Kind of a rough start for them. But they've got five players that are averaging double figures. So they go to a lot of different areas. They just added to Shane Montgomery, who's averaging 16 points a game, transfer from Mount St. Mary's recently, approved to play. And he's been shooting 73%. He's got nine steals in the three games he's played in. And we'll talk more about them a little bit later, Mark. But they block a lot of shots, too. They're fifth in the nation. They block six per game. They're out-rebounding their opponents, plus 10.4. They're doing a lot of things I'm sure Mike likes. And, of course, he spent seven seasons here at Ole Miss under Rod Barnes and Andy Kennedy, a graduate of Ole Miss. He was a four-year starter for the Rebels through a great era where he played with Keith Carter and others and got to three NCAA tournaments.
Yeah, you just got to love Mike White. I mean, being a former Rebel, I know we want to beat him here today, obviously. And he's recruited one of the top freshmen in the nation, Asa Newell.
Right.
Guy. He's got 34 dunks. I mean, he's third in the nation in dunks, and he's a freshman. And I'm looking at him, and he's not got that big, strong body, but he is so athletic. It's unbelievable.
So we'll have an interesting matchup here. But, Mark, and I'm going to talk to Coach Beard about it here in a moment, the league in general, we may be as good as we've ever been as a league, and we haven't even started this thing yet.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt, DK. I mean, I've been watching the SEC. I'm not going to say how long, but a long time. And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the problem is, it's just like football. You beat each other up. you know, because the league's so good, you beat each other up, probably, you know, look down the road and there won't be but four or five teams in that top 25 because we beat each other up so badly.
Yeah, and that part is about to start. Right now, yes, you got a lot of real good nets and all, but we're going to start hurting each other to some degree. But that's why you come and play in this league. It's fantastic. We really do look forward to it. Mike White lists his proudest moment in the game notes for Georgia, dribbling out the clock in a 72-70 win over Villanova in 1999 to give Ole Miss its first NCAA tournament victory. I imagine that is on his wall, wherever he is coaching.
A picture of it, yeah. And it scared me to death because I knew if I stole it, it was right down by the basket. On their end, we're dribbling the clock out. If somebody steals it, they're going to tie the game. So. But, hey, he did it. He got it done.
Got it done. Of course, his wife, Kyra, was an outstanding volleyball player at Ole Miss, has a law degree from Ole Miss. And, of course, his dad, Kevin, was athletic director at Duke, Notre Dame, Arizona State, Tulane, Maine. Danny is the AD currently at Tennessee, so they're very much tied into collegiate athletics. Of course, Mike had a wonderful run at Louisiana Tech. That got him to Florida, and now he is at Georgia. And, you know, he met his wife here. She was maybe the better athlete, though. She was all SEC.
Yep.
And did a great job in the side-out scoring areas, volleyball. Number three in a single season kills at 481 in 2000. She owns the number two and number three single match kills total ever by a Rebel. 31 against Arkansas and 30 against Winthrop. So, I don't know. Mike was... He did good. He married a very good athlete. Let's put it that way.
I don't think Mike was ever first team all SEC like she was.
You gotta, you know. We're glad to have you back, but looking forward to trying to get after him here today. Chris Beard will be visiting with us here shortly. Of course, he's had a fantastic coaching career, guided Texas Tech to the 2019 National Championship game. He's in his second year here at Ole Miss. He owns a 70.5 win percentage as a head coach in the NCAA. We'll hear from him in just a moment. And Dan Courts is going to check on that Kentucky-Florida game and other SEC action for us next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
Council.
Welcome back to the Countdown to Tip-Off Show. Time now to take a trip around the Southeastern Conference with the SEC Report. Inside the Learfield Network Studios, here's Dan Courts.
Rebs open SEC play at the SJB Pavilion. Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the network studios. Your 24th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels get ready to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll take a look around the SEC. One game already in progress from Rupp Arena, where the 10th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats lead the 6th-ranked Florida Gators 38-34 with 3:46 to play in the first half. They just hit the under 4 media timeout a short time ago. Still to come at noon from Knoxville, top-ranked Tennessee takes on 23rd-ranked Arkansas. At 1, South Carolina is on the road at 17th-ranked Mississippi State. At 3, 2nd-ranked Auburn welcomes Mizzou to the Plains. At 3:30, Vanderbilt is on the road at LSU. At 5, 12th-ranked Oklahoma heads to Tuscaloosa to meet 5th-ranked Alabama. And finally at 7, rivalry renewed on the hardwood as 13th-ranked Texas A&M meets Texas in College Station. That is your look around the SEC. Ole Miss gets ready to meet Georgia. Voice of the Rebs, David Kellum, catches up with head coach Chris Beard. When we return, this is Ole Miss basketball from Learfield.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a Rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Rebel fans, Ole Miss basketball season is here, and we want you to help us pack the SJB Pavilion. Single game tickets are on sale now for both men's and women's basketball. Prices start as low as $5 for the women's games and $10 for the men's. You can purchase your tickets by visiting OleMissTix.com or by calling the Ole Miss Ticket Office at 662-915-7167. Mighty tidy.
Your home for Rebels basketball. This is the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live.
Is it transition-wise?
I hope so. You know, we hope to get some stops today and play aggressive at home. You know, the best shot we can get might be early. And so just to have that balance, to control tempo, to play March-type basketball, but also recognize this is conference play. You got to be aggressive on offense. You got to find some shots early.
You've been involved in this conference now. You've also been involved in other conferences. This conference in the past has kind of fought to try to get some recognition, at least going into conference play. We've done some really neat things as a conference.
Yeah, those days are over. This is the best league in college basketball. The data shows it. The facts show it. Everybody knows it. Even our friends in the media have finally came along. You know, there's argument where every team starts conference play today. You know, basically he's the top 25 team in the country. So this is a good one today. Ole Miss and Georgia, two teams that have high expectations this year.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Wish you the best.
Thanks.
Ole Miss, Georgia, coming up. Our pregame show will continue on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles. Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Oh, you like this? It's the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence. Just like you, it's going to do great things. Like summarize Dad's never-ending work emails, or create a custom memory movie with photos of you learning to walk. I can see your little mind is blown right now. Get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on C Spire's 5G network. On us with a new line. C Spire, inspired by you.
Apple Intelligence is available now. Requires iOS 18.1 or later. Offer requires purchase of 36-month device payment plan and eligible wireless service plan. See cspire.com for details.
You're listening to Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, A healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
You already know Pillium Corporation is fully committed to keeping your company safe and current with IT support, security, and forensics. And with Pillium Connect, we now offer cabling. From soup to nuts, Pillium is truly your one-stop source for innovative technology to help you grow and thrive in today's ever-evolving business environment. Learn more about Pillium Connect cabling and our other services at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
I'm from
Good Luck, Dad. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is Ole Miss basketball.
But we're going to win here. We're going to win sooner than later. It might happen a lot quicker than most people think.
Morrell chases it down. He goes up. One-handed tomahawk.
Hotty toddy Ole Miss.
Padula loops it into right field for the dunk. Wow. What a play.
Rebels basketball lives here.
Morrell, the break field for the dunk. That'll get the crowd going here in Oxford. Yeah.
Time on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. The excitement of Rebel basketball is brought to you in part by CSpire, official wireless provider of Ole Miss athletics. Coca-Cola, is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions, get your Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card today. Now to courtside. Once again, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
Welcome back to the Countdown to Tip-Off Show. Ole Miss and Georgia about to get after it in SEC basketball, day one of conference play. Georgia is on the floor. Ole Miss will be coming out here shortly. Injury updates are brought to you by Richard Schwartz & Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all. And, of course, now with conference play starting, you have to do an official injury report. Both Georgia and Ole Miss said that all players are available. And for us, that means that Robert Coward is also back and in uniform, so that's good to see, as he, of course, has been one of the substitutes off the bench for this team at this point. Georgia has turned into what they put in their notes, Coach, the Dunkyard Dogs this season, as a nation-leading 19.7% of the Bulldogs' field goals have been dunks. You talked about Asa Newell. But Georgia's balanced offense with seven players that can score and you know, all the double digits, they can go in a lot of different directions. Mike White's got some options. What's your scouting report on this team?
You know, 82 points a game, that's pretty potent offensively. You know, and it's going to test the Rebel defense. And, I said this, and you and I have talked about it many times. How are we going to respond on the glass, rebounding-wise, against this team with a lot of size on these guys in the black?
Memphis exposed us in the post.
Exactly.
We got to do better there for sure.
There's no doubt. We got to do better offensively and defensively in the post. We got to get some points out of Malik Dia and Brown Jones, and we got to get some rebounds out of those two guys.
We're going to continue with our pregame show. In fact, we have the starting lineup and the tip-off just around the corner as well when we come back on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth. We care more.
Hun, did you pack my water for the trip to Olivia's game?
I wouldn't dare forget.
That's Olivia. Did you remember to send her money?
I wouldn't dare for... Wait, I forgot.
No problem. Just transfer it with your Cadence mobile app. You have your phone, right?
I wouldn't dare for... Oh... Be right back. I forgot something.
Uh-huh.
Good teammates make life easier. That's why Cadence Bank is here to help you achieve victory. Find a location at cadencebank.com. Cadence Bank. Member FDIC. Data charges may apply.
This is Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all major watch brands. Allbritton's also offers a vast collection of fine watches built to fit any lifestyle. From dress styles in gold and stainless steel to sporty selections in carbon fiber, Allbritton's has the watch for you. Come see why, since 1920, the people of Mississippi have chosen Allbritton's as their fine watch store.
Quality and value go hand in hand at Allbritton's, Allbritton's Jewelers.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Countdown to tip off. Ole Miss and Georgia about to get underway. We owe you a station ID. Let's pause 10 seconds on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Jackson's home for news, traffic, weather, talk, and Ole Miss sports.
WFMN Flora Jackson,
97.3 FM, Super Talk, Mississippi.
So look at the starting lineups. The Georgia Bulldogs at 12-1 on the year, all in non-conference play, 0-0 in league play. This will be the first league game for both teams. Mike White in his third year is 48-34. In SEC action, 13-26. Looking at the starters at guard, a 6'5 sophomore from Knoxville, Tennessee, 0. Blue Kane, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Also at guard, a 6'5 sophomore from Raleigh, North Carolina, number 5. That's Silas Demery. Demery, 12 points, 4 rebounds per game. He leads Georgia with 23 steals, second on the team with 42 assists. Also at guard, a 6'4 graduate from Monticello, Georgia, transfer from Vanderbilt. You'll remember the name, number 7, Tyron Lawrence. 11 points, 4 rebounds per game. He leads Georgia with 43 assists, second on the team with 20 steals. At 4, a 6'8 junior from Suwanee, Georgia. Transfer from Clemson, number 10, R.J. Godfrey will start for the Georgia Bulldogs. 7 points, 5 rebounds per game, second on the team in rebounding. And also at 4, a 6'8 freshman from Destin, Florida, who originally lived in Athens and now is playing for the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 14, Asa Newell, 15.5 points per game. He is second on the team in scoring, 6.4 rebounds, leads the team. He's got 14 blocked shots, which is second on the team as well. That's the starting lineup for the Georgia Bulldogs. The Rebels are 11-2. Chris Beard in his second year, 31-14, 7-12 in SEC action. Rick McKay, our public address announcer, down by one to take the lead with a basket here. Ole Miss 5, Georgia 4. Kane, now to Newell, loops it down low to Godfrey, threw it too hard, it's tipped and saved by Kane along the baseline. Rebels had a hand on it but couldn't secure it. Georgia still has it with 8 on the shot clock. Lawrence backs it out, glances at the shot clock, calls for a play with 3 seconds. He's going to stop, pop a long 3 off the back iron, no good. Davis had the rebound, got shoved in the back, no foul. Now Barnes has it, fast break, Morrell in the corner. Morrell gets in the paint, hits Padula trailing for 3, good!
That got the crowd into the game for sure.
4-point lead, Ole Miss, 8-4. Well, you were hoping to get pressure to the rim and a layup in the fast break, but ended up with a good 3. Brown Jones about to check in for Ole Miss comes to the scores table. Georgia with the basketball, 16 minutes to go in the first half. Top of the key, Lawrence. Tyron Lawrence picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to the elbow to Godfrey. Left side knocked away by Barnes. He's got the steal. Rebels have a 3-on-2 to Davis. Bounce pass to Brakefield. Threw it at his feet and out of bounds. Bad pass by Dre, and he knew it. Turnover, Ole Miss. Rebels will check in. Jalen Murray as well, Coach.
Yeah, two bad turnovers for Dre, you know, and he made the right decision going to Morrell. Just a really bad pass at his feet. No chance to catch it.
We'll take a break. We got a timeout with 15-48 going to first half. Ole Miss leads Georgia 8-4 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Inspired by Chuck.
I like adventure, so I'm never in one place for long.
One minute I'm calling from here, the next.
From here, or here,
or way down here. Once I call from here. But I won't be doing that again.
Connecting you to what inspires you most on C Spire's blazing fast 5G network. And right now, get your choice of free phone. C Spire, inspired by you. 5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. See cspire.com for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Miss 8, Georgia 4, 15:48 to go here in the first half. David Keller, Mark Dukes with you courtside. Dan Courts in our studio. Genteel's the official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at genteelapparel.com or at Landry's on the square. The next time you are in Oxford, Genteel Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. What do you think so far, Mark?
Good start. You know, I mean, take away those two turnovers by Dre Davis, and if you could have turned one of those into points, you're up six here at the break. It's under 16 timeout, but yeah, I'm tickled to death. The defense really intense right now for Ole Miss. Everybody's up, really giving full effort defensively.
Jalen Murray is checking into the game. The 5'11 senior from Bronx, New York, did not start this game. First game he hasn't started this year. He is second on the team in scoring at 13.2 points per game. Brings down three rebounds. Leads Ole Miss with 55 assists. And he has now entered the game, and so has number one, Mikael Brown-Jones, a senior from North Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who was at VCU and UNCG. 7 points, two rebounds per game for Brown-Jones. He went 6-for-6 on the free throw line at Memphis the other night and really was active inside, drew a lot of fouls. Let's see what he can do against this Georgia team. Full court press for Ole Miss. 2-2-1. Georgia inbounds it, and then they threw it away. We got a turnover. They went down the right sidelines as DeShane Montgomery has checked in. He just joined us. We talked about in the pregame show. Marking threw it away.
Yeah, it was a really, really bad pass.
He is a sophomore from Broward County, Florida, transfer from Mount St. Mary's. He leads them in the three games he's played with 16 points a game. Has three rebounds a game. Morrell loses the ball, but to his teammate Padula. Padula spins, fadeaway, eight-footer, good for Padula. Well, counting Morrell's basket earlier, that's kind of two garbage buckets we've been able to get.
Very fortunate, and we need that. We need to be fortunate. We need some breaks.
Rebels lead by 6, 10-4. Georgia also has in Samto Surreal, 6'11", freshman center from Nigeria, 6 points, four rebounds. Montgomery gives it to Surreal, the two new guys that just checked in. Shoots a layup. He missed it. Newell fighting for it, gets tied up by Brown-Jones. A possession error belongs to Georgia. Newell's been quiet so far. Don't tell the big freshman. He is an NBA prospect, big time.
Yeah, and Surreal, obviously huge guy, big, strong guy inside. Going to be a tough matchup with those two in the game.
Very physical-looking athlete for sure. George will inbound. And it will come into Surreal. He goes up for a layup. He missed that one, too. Newell gets the rebound, puts it back up the left hand, and scores and drew the foul.
That's one of those things we talked about, DK, just the offensive rebounding. And those two bigs together, that are in there, Newell and Surreal, that's going to create problems matchup-wise. But Dio coming back hopefully can help match up there inside with Brown Jones.
He'll come in for Brakefield. Newell will go to the free throw line here. The foul was on Brakefield, his first one on the Rebels. Newell on the year shooting 66% from the free throw line. And we have whistle blowing before he shot it. Lane violation on number 6 of Georgia. So we get a break there. They don't even give the shot at that free throw. Surreal jumped in the lane, so that will not be a shot. They lost the free throw opportunity. 10-6, Ole Miss leads by 4 as Juju gets it up the floor quickly. Now to Padula. Padula in the right wing. Being guarded tightly there by LaFue, who just checked in as well. Padula gets baseline, goes up, tries to force it up. LaFue knocks it away, blocked the shot. Dakota LaFue averages 13.2 rebounds. He's a graduate from Hampton, Georgia. Also came to Georgia from Mount St. Mary's. Georgia with the ball. Trailing by 4. Top of the key, Montgomery. Montgomery points inside. Runs down the right side of the lane with a pull-up bank shot. Good from 8. Montgomery with a big basket there. He joined the team 3 games ago. He was the MAC Rookie of the Year last year at Mount St. Mary's. And now eligible and playing for the Georgia Bulldogs. 10-8. Georgia cuts it to 2. Murray goes up and then passes it over to Dia for a 3 and a bucket.
If he can make that, it's going to create problems for them. They're going to have to bring their bigs out to guard him.
13-8, Ole Miss by 5. Biggest lead for the Rebels has been 6. Georgia has not led. They tied the game at 2-2. LaFue, top of the key, guarded by Murray in the man-to-man. Left side baseline drive for Montgomery. Whistle fouls. Montgomery gets hammered and knocked to the deck. They're going to put the foul on 11, Matt Morrell, his first, team second.
Coach Beard wondering what happened here. Looked like a push-off.
Yeah, he was showing his elbow like he pushed him off.
Demery, and then, of course, it looked to me like a block shot. Montgomery, actually. Looked like a block shot by Dia, but the foul was called on Morrell.
Montgomery, a 67% free throw shooter since joining the team 3 games ago, makes this one. He's got 3 points in the contest. Godfrey will come back in for Georgia. Demery checks out. Newell's going to get a breather as Kane is back in for Georgia. Montgomery ready with his second free throw. Ole Miss 13, Georgia 9. 13:36 to go in the first half. The left-hander Montgomery's free throw is good. He makes them both. He's got 4 points in the game, and now it's a 3-point game, 13-10. Little backcourt pressure by Georgia. It's like a full-court man, maybe, Mark?
It is. And putting a little pressure on the inbound pass.
Barnes back in the game, brings it up, drives all the way underneath, is cut off, hits D at the free throw line, pulls up, elbow 15-footer short, rebounded by Kane.
That looked good. I thought it was going to go down just a little short.
We were kind of lined up with that one, weren't we? Thought it was going to go. Montgomery left corner for Georgia. Sorrell knocked out of his hands. Loose ball. Dia tries to save it, but out of bounds off of Dia. We've got a lot of hands. This has been really good defense so far for the Rebels.
It is. Real aggressive. Getting hands on some passes. I like it.
Coach Beard still working the officials. Very calmly, but helping them with some thoughts there.
Yeah. Putting some things in their head.
Pass comes into Surreal for Georgia. Now out front to Montgomery. Shot clock at 10. Right side to LaFue. LaFue gives it up to Godfrey. Back out front to Lawrence. 4 on the shot clock. Lawrence, fadeaway 3. Airballed it out of bounds. I'm not sure if Dia touched it or not. They say no, so it'll belong to Ole Miss. Good D by Dia, though. Dia's got a real height advantage on him and made him alter that shot.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Mike White wanted, was Montgomery just to go one-on-one there for that last shot.
Juju works it up the floor. Padula's out right now. We'll be checking shortly. Murray all the way down for the layup. Oh, too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Georgia. Didn't finish after making a good move. Kane now in the corner. Up in the right wing to Godfrey. Top of the key to LaFue. LaFue drives the lane for a layup. No, missed it. Rebounded by Matt Morrell of Ole Miss. He had a good look and didn't get it to go. Matt brings it all the way down. Hits Davis trailing. Dre Davis pump fakes. Hands the ball to Barnes off his knee, but he saves it. Now to Dia in the left wing. Shot clock at 15 for the Rebels. Dio working one-on-one, gives to Barnes right wing. Pump fakes, drives to the short corner right along the baseline. Fadeaway 10-footer for him. Good for Barnes. Davin Barnes gets his first basket. Nice shot for Barnes. 15-10, Ole Miss by 5. 11:53 to go in the first half. LeFou, top of the key to the big guy, Surreal. He's way out there. Don't expect him to shoot from there. Now hands it to Montgomery. Montgomery left corner, LeFou for a long three. In and out, no good. And Barnes goes up to clear it for Ole Miss. Rebels will head the other way. Long pass to Morrell. Fires it down low to Dia. Dia had about a 10-foot shot. Now backs up, spins, and a fadeaway 15-footer. Airballed it the other side, and Kane comes away with it. Well, he turned down a better shot.
Yeah, no doubt. Should have shot it immediately when he got it.
Montgomery penetrates baseline, uses his elbow against Murray. They're going to call that on Murray, though. Murray will have his first. That'll be the third on Ole Miss. We got a timeout with 11:17 to go in the first half. Our score here in SEC Hoops in Oxford, Ole Miss 15, Georgia 10 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Your home for Rebels basketball. This is the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Ole Miss leads Georgia with 11:17 to go in the first half here in Oxford. Coke Zero Sugar, crisp, refreshing, and irresistibly tasty. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide. Georgia's 4 of 12 from the floor, 33%. Have not made a 3, 0 for 5. Rebels are 6 of 12, shooting 50%. 2 of 4 from 3 at 50%. Rebounding early is pretty much a wash mark. 7-6, Georgia's favorite.
Yeah, you know, you look at those points off turnover, paint, second chance, fast break, bench points, all those things. Georgia's leading in, but Ole Miss is leading game because of two of four from the three-point line. And Georgia with zero from the three-point line, so that's the difference in the game at this point.
Malik Dia hit a big three. Dia had 11.6 rebounds at Memphis. He's going to have to really fill a void for us in the post and do a good job, and he's back in the game here as well. Newell has returned for Georgia, too. Ball inbounded to Godfrey, handed right back to Demery, who inbounded it. Bounce pass out front to Lawrence. 15 on the shot clock. Diaz guarding Lawrence. He drives him down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass into the paint. Loose ball stolen momentarily by Barnes. Lost it. There's a scramble for it, and now Davis has it momentarily. Now they're just stopping action and pointing in the paint. Did it go out of bounds, or it must have gone out of bounds?
I first thought he called a foul in there on Lawrence, but obviously not.
Ole Miss lost it out of bounds as Davis was diving for it. He was on the line, apparently. They're not showing us a replay. But 7 seconds on the shot clock, Georgia will inbound. And it comes to Godfrey. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He doesn't know about the clock. He's still just dribbling against Dia. Now he spins, forces up a shot at one. No. Newell rebounds, puts it up. It's off the rim on a layup. And Davis ends up with it for Ole Miss. Klafke, who's checked in for Ole Miss, has it on a bounce pass. The freshman from Brazil is 6'5", averaging 3 points, one rebound. Klafke being grabbed, no foul called. He got his hand around his waist and pulling him. You got to call that.
I don't understand hand checking anymore. Obviously, I don't know the rule.
Brill, who has been out, is about to check back in. Padula shoots a three right wing off the right iron. No good. Dia chases the rebound down the baseline, though. He was kind of fading left to right on that one. It didn't work out for Padula. Now Dia throws it off of Godfrey out of bounds as he was trapped in the corner and was not getting any help. Klafke will check out. He's only in there for a little bit. Morrell will come in. Brakefield will check in for Ole Miss, and Dia will check out. Mason Newell back in the game for Georgia. Third nationally with 34 dunks. He also has double-digit scoring in 12 of the 13 games Georgia has played this year. So far, only 2 points for him in this one. Padula gets it into Brakefield. Rebels with the ball in a five-point lead. Brakefield, right side of Padula. Padula with five on the shot clock, has it knocked out of his hands by Kane, and then Kane lost it out of bounds. 2.6 on the shot clock, though. Georgia gets some hands on passes and dribbling as well.
Both these teams playing really intense physical defense.
Barnes will inbound in the corner. 2.6. Can't. Lallygag around. Got to get a shot off. Let's see. Barnes trying to find somebody. Gets it to Davis with two. Shoots a 16-footer off the rim. Rebounded by Kane of Georgia. Boy, he got knocked to the deck. Godfrey, no foul call.
Godfrey knocked him all the way up in the third row.
Lawrence out front to Kane. Georgia with the ball down five. Kane drives, throws up a wild shot. They're going to call a foul on that one. What about the corner? 14, the foul will be on Dre Davis, his first, team fourth. They're going to say no shot. It was on the floor. They're getting the shot. I think they're going to get a shot. Coach Beard is complaining. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
There should have been a foul called on that shot on our end. Blue Kane at the free throw line. And his first one of two is good. That's his first point. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee. Kane, exactly half of his career field goals are threes. 68 of 136 coming into today. He makes the free throw. Kane on the year has been shooting 85%. Don't want to foul him. He's 23 of 27 coming into today. It's a four-point game, and this one bounced. I almost talked him into missing one. Bounced around but went in. 17-15, two-point lead for Ole Miss. Davis is going to get back in for Brown Jones. Well, he looks like he's going to be okay, but, boy, he hit the deck hard. We watch a replay. Kane went up, and Brown Jones, nobody fouled him. He just, as he was falling back, just landed on his back and his head. And then Morrell picked the ball up and took off the other way. He's holding his neck and head area. He's going to go back to the locker room with our trainer, John Raven.
Yeah, he took a pretty good hit to the head there on the floor. As you said, no one fouled him. He just jumped and then kind of lost balance and fell backwards with the ball. Fortunately, rolled up the Rebels, but couldn't finish the play and get a bucket out of it.
Well, we've been waiting for SEC basketball. We're seeing it, aren't we?
Yes,
physical,
we are.
Great defense, tremendous effort. Game one. We got a bunch more of these to go. And it's a two-point game. Ole Miss leads Georgia 17-15. Lawrence, top of the key for the Dogs. Step back, 18-footer inside the arc. Good. Tyron Lawrence makes the basket to tie the game at 17. Ole Miss comes down. Padula drives baseline. They're going to call a charge on Padula.
Just too much going on with Sean Padula, really forcing the action.
Six fouls on the Rebels on six different players at Sean's first, and Sean is visiting with Coach Beard at this moment. 7:35 to go, first half, 17-17. Dan's got some scores before we come back after this on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a Rebel.
Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Let's huddle up and make things happen with the only cards for the Grove. The Ole Miss Regions Visa Debit Card and Prepaid Regions Now Card. They're a win for your wallet and a big hottie toddy, whether you're purchasing stuff for game day or every day. Want to go all in on confidently showing your Ole Miss pride? Order your card now at regions.com/GoRebels. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees apply.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
Dan Quartz with you in the network studios as your 24th ranked Ole Miss Rebels and the Georgia Bulldogs tied at 17, 7:35 to play in the first half. One other game going on in the SEC right now, and it's a close one, back and forth affair from Rupp Arena, where 10th ranked Kentucky currently leads 6th ranked Florida 70-69, 12:05 to go in the second half. And we'll have an update on that game and games coming up in the SEC during the Ford halftime show. But right now, though, with the score tied at 17 between Ole Miss and Georgia, here's the voice of the Rebs, David Kellum, and the coach, Mark Dukes, in Oxford. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Dan Quartz. We appreciate you. Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dos. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. You know, the number we're kind of keeping up with is rebounding. 12-9, Georgia leads. Half of Georgia's rebounds belong to Asa Newell, the freshman. He's got 6 in 10 minutes of playing time.
Yeah, and 4 of them are offensive. That's the huge thing about it.
All right, Georgia will work it up. Ole Miss with a 22 defense, full court 2-2-1. Get the front court. Davis, Juju Murray, Padula, Dia, and Barnes are on the floor for Ole Miss. For Georgia, it's LaFue, Montgomery, Surreal, Lawrence, and James back out there. Surreal is the big post guy on the drive. There's a shot blocked from behind by Davis as it was put up by Montgomery, rebounded by Padula. Wow, what a block by Davis from behind. Dre's got it for the Rebels here. Out front to Barnes, right side to Padula. Padula being shoved by James inside, rather Dia being shoved. Padula drives the baseline, gives it to Davis in the paint, and he banks it in for 2.
Tough shot over the big man by Davis right there. Several inches in height advantage there.
19-17, Ole Miss has regained the lead. Man-to-man still for the Rebels. Pass left side to Lawrence. Had an open shot, didn't take it. Drives baseline for a floater. The left-hander misses it. Surreal loses it out of bounds. We got a whistle.
He went over the back like crazy, but I don't think they even called that. They're going to give the ball back to Georgia.
Yeah, Ole Miss knocked it away from him. They're letting them play, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're letting them play football. Pretty physical game. This league has always been physical, though, that's for sure. Lawrence will inbound it for Georgia. Got to hurry up. Gets it into James out front. He hands it over to LaFue. LaFue, one-on-one with Barnes, top of the key. Step back, long three. Good for LaFue. What a shot. You can't do anything with that.
Nope.
No way to defend that.
LaFue was first-team All-MAC last year at Mount St. Mary's. Now playing for the Georgia Dogs. Georgia has its first lead, up 1, 20-19. Came at the 6:20 mark. Padula drives baseline, missed a little 8-footer, rolled across the rims. No good. Rebounded by Georgia. Lawrence, top of the key. Lawrence drives the left side, puts up a layup. No, tipped in the air. Dia gets the rebound. Mark, they really like to pressure the rim, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, and from behind, Dia didn't know it. Lawrence steals it from him. Montgomery for the dunk. He missed the dunk with the left hand, and it comes out, and Barnes has it. Long pass to Davis in the corner. Shoots a 3. No, off the rim. Picked up by LaFue on the baseline. Georgia heads the other way.
Wide open look for Gray there.
Oh, that would have been huge, wouldn't it, after the missed dunk on the other end? Georgia, one of the top dunking teams in the country that time, dunked it off the back rim. Into Surreal, knocked away by Padula, and Davis has the ball for the Rebels. Up the floor to Barnes. Barnes spins into paint, hits a double team, throws it up. No foul call. Dia with a tip. Won't go. It was short. Rebounded by James of Georgia.
Really a lot of bumping in the paint there.
LeFou just hit that step back three. Gives it up to Surreal. Surreal, the big guy. Left side to Montgomery. Montgomery backs in the corner. Passes cross court. Stolen by Padula. Bad pass. Boy, you hate those as a coach. That skip pass across the floor. Murray back to Diaz. Got a wide open three. Fires it. No, off the rim. Rebound. James has it for Georgia. Lost it, but lost it to his teammate Lawrence. 20-19. Georgia leads by one. 4:34 to go first half. Every possession tough in this game. LeFou with a bounce pass, right side to Lawrence. Lawrence guarded by Sean Padula. Puts it on the deck with a left-handed dribble. Skips a pass in the far corner, and it's a long three that's no good for LeFou. Rebound fought for Surreal and Padula both there. They tie it up. I believe it'll be a tie ball. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul.
Sean Padula.
On Padula. That will be his second. Team seventh.
Yeah, there was a switch there, and Padula was guarding Surreal and tried to block him out, but there's about an 8-inch height advantage there and ended up having to foul him to keep him from getting an easy bucket.
Samto Surreal goes to the free throw line here. Surreal, big physical looking guys we talked about earlier, shooting only 42% from the free throw line, 17 of 40. Tell you what he does do, he'll block some shots. He's got 2 5 block games this year. Leads the team with 26 total. Not so good at the free throw line. Let's see if he stays that way. First one short, off to the right, no good. Newell, Kane, and Demery will come back in for Georgia. Lawrence will check out. Montgomery will check out.
Number 10, John Bowl.
And in for the Rebels for the first time is the freshman, John Bowl. 7'2 freshman from South Sudan. 2 points, 1 rebound per game. Hasn't had a ton of minutes in the non-conference run. Surreal, the free throw line. Second one, good. He didn't make that one. That's his first point of the game. Now Godfrey will come in for Surreal.
Yeah, but John Bowl played well at Memphis last week, and I think he's going to get more minutes now.
And he's one of those kids, because of the position he plays, his athletic skills, McDonald All-American. He's a true freshman, but, boy, you need him to grow up in a hurry, don't you?
Yes, he needs to have minutes and productive minutes.
And the other freshman, Klafke's in the game. Klafke has a little bit of a jump start on John, though. Murray gets in the paint, fadeaway 10-footer, off the right iron, hit again, no, rebounded by Newell. You know, Klafke got here at the Christmas break last year, didn't play on the team, but was through all those practices and summer ball, so he's got a little bit of a head start in the system, so to speak. And Eduardo's played some good basketball, too.
A real bad mismatch in the post at the moment.
Georgia leads by 2 with the ball. Brakefield's back in. There's a drive and a layup there by Godfrey. He took it to John Bowl and laid it in. Georgia with a 4-point lead. That's their biggest advantage.
Well, every shot the Rebels are taking right now is really being contested hard by George. Georgia's defense is also really good.
Matt Morrell in the game gives to Brakefield left side. 23-19, Georgia. Georgia on a 6-0 run. Ole Miss 0 for the last 6. One of the last 8. Brakefield picks up his dribble, needs help. Morrell comes to get him. 8 on the shot clock. Morrell gets in a paint, throws it up short, drew the foul.
Got a foul call. Listen to the crowd.
Only the second one on Georgia after they have bounced people all over the place. It'll be LeFou, his first, team second. You heard the crowd reaction. Only the second foul on the Georgia Bulldogs. One of the assistant coaches is complaining about that one. He got hammered. 23-19. Georgia leads with 2:57 to go in the first half. We'll take a break on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Ole Miss fans, college basketball is here. Turn beer runs into championship runs and grab a cold, refreshing Dos Equis to cheer on the Rebels this season.
Hotty Toddy, Dos Equis, official corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Georgia leads Ole Miss by 4, 23-19. That's a 10-point swing. Ole Miss had a 6-point lead earlier in the game. Hey, coming up will be our Ford Halftime Show presented by your Mississippi Ford dealers and a Ford F-150, the official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks and have been for 47 straight years. Visit your local Mid-South Ford dealer or log on to buyfordnow.com and see why the best-selling trucks are built Ford tough. 23-19, Georgia with 2:57 to play. Rebounding getting a little worse. 19-13, Georgia. Newell has 7. We have a note, too, that Brown Jones, who went down, hit the back of his head on a rebound, is questionable to return, we've been told, from our bench. And you really didn't want to be without him in the rotation, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a position that we are a little bit weak in, and losing him really hurts.
Matt Morrell at the free throw line, and he makes the first one. Matt Morrell hit 1-3 against Memphis, become the fifth Rebel to hit the 230 plateau. He's been dealing with that injury a little bit, but he's been back recently. He's 5 points away from passing Don Kessinger for 12th in Ole Miss history. DK had 15-53. Remember last year, Barnes is coming out. I don't know what's going on. Maybe bleeding or something.
I'm thinking
or LeFou is bleeding.
LeFou, yeah. Maybe so.
Morrell, remember last year against Georgia, got sick, Mark, like in the first minute and was out. Georgia was missing one of their key players. That kind of neutralized it. Georgia figured out a way to get it at the end.
That was a heck of a game. The Rebels had a chance there at the end, but, of course, losing Matt Morrell. And, you know, right now I'd say Matt Morrell is the guy that can get to the rim with the ball on this team because of his strength.
Morrell with a second free throw. Told you he was 5 points away from DK. This put him tied with Don Kessinger, and there it is. He got it. So he's tied with DK. Full court press for Ole Miss. Rebels have cut it to 2 with the 2 made free throws by Morrell, 23-21. Rebels kind of back off, so making Georgia run a little clock. It wasn't a real aggressive press.
Looking a little bit of a zone right here. Oh, no.
Right wing, Demery, top of the key. Gives it to Lawrence. Shot clock at 9. Bowl in the game. Godfrey throws it. Baseline intercepted by Klafke. Forced a bad pass, and the Rebels get the steal. Good D. Juju, right side, fires a long one. Whoa, way off the mark. Overshot it. Kicks out in the wing, and Brakefield chases it down. Boy, Murray with a rough-looking shot there. He had 19 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in the game that we lost at Georgia last year. Had a big game. 7 on the shot clock. Brakefield, left side to Morrell, 4. Morrell gets in the paint, takes it in, right corner. Brakefield for 3. Good at the buzzer.
That's what I was talking about with Matt Morrell. He can get the ball in the lane. He's the guy we have that can get it in the paint.
1 point lead Ole Miss, 24-23, and was watching the shot clock and felt like he had enough time to get it to Brakefield for a last second shot, and it worked out. Lawrence drives, right corner, wide open three, Demery. His is short, up in the air, fought for. Kane has it, tries to save it to Newell, and Bowl tips it out of bounds. Into it and keep playing. Morrell makes the free throw. I don't know if that really works, but that's a toughness statement,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's just play, baby. Just play. Suck it up and go. You got
Sean is here with his wife, Leanne, behind us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. Got those purple shoes for Matt and Brakefield.
I noticed that.
Seen those.
He makes both free throws, so the knee didn't bother him that. He's got 6 points. He's passed Don Kessinger for 12th all-time in scoring. And it's 26-26. We got a little bit left, Mark.
Stopping a rebound here.
50 seconds to go until halftime. Georgia's Demery has it, drives baseline, splits defenders, and laid it up and scored. What a play by Demery. He was all SEC freshman last year, if you'll remember. Great player. Murray comes across the center line, and time called here. 28-26, Georgia leads by two. 34.7 until halftime, 24 on the shot clock as Chris Beard wants to talk to his team. Hey, coming up will be our Ford halftime show as we talked about. Dan Courts will have that for you in just a moment. We look forward to hearing from Dan. And he'll check on that Florida-Kentucky game as the SEC is underway today. Great crowd here at the SJB Pavilion. Surreal is going to check in for Georgia as he comes to the scores table and goes over to check in.
Yeah, it was advertised as a sellout, DK, and you know, not all the seats are filled, but it's the best crowd by far we've had, no doubt.
Students are still out, and a lot of fans take advantage of the student section.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd have a few more students in after January 1 that could help us out here. And hopefully next Saturday, LSU's in here, and hopefully we'll have some students back in the seats.
Rebels head to Arkansas midweek next week, Wednesday. Morrell inbound, and here we go. The Rebels have got to take a shot with 19 now. Brakefield to Davis. Davis works to the left elbow. Gives it to Barnes. Barnes to Murray with 10 on the shot clock. He's being guarded by Demery in the man-to-man. Murray drives by and puts up a high bank layup. No, tipped in by Davis, and they say goaltending.
Well, first of all, Murray just got hammered going to the goal.
Yeah.
Hammered. Unbelievable. Three fouls from Georgia.
I mean, he really got popped, and the ball was questionable whether it's going to hit the rim again. No basket, 28-26 with 13.4 seconds.
I'm looking at trying to see a replay of that.
Haven't shown it yet.
I thought that ball was off the rim.
Dia, late check-in for Ole Miss for Brakefield. Godfrey, Lawrence, Newell, Demery, and Kane on the floor for Georgia. Kane will inbound it. Revelson's backcourt pressure to Godfrey. Off his hands, Murray gets a loose ball as Morrell forced the steal. Rebels got time, 7 seconds. Murray in the left wing, 5 seconds. Off a screen, gets in the corner, 2 seconds. Drives, floater, no, he missed it at the buzzer.
That was tough.
28-26, Georgia leads at the break. Well, heck of a first half. We thought we'd see this between these two teams.
Yeah, you know, it was. We talked about it in the pregame. This was going to be a battle, and it is definitely a battle, and it's a physical battle.
Only 3 fouls on the Georgia Bulldogs in the first half, though. That's crazy.
That is absolutely absurd.
8 on Ole Miss. Maybe should have been more on the Rebels, too, but they're letting them play. 28-26, Georgia by 2. The Ford Halftime Show is coming up with Dan Courts on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
This is Ole Miss Basketball on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Council.
Time on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield, and it's time for the Ford Halftime Show, presented by your Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. With best-in-class torque, payload, and towing, it's no wonder that the best-selling trucks are built Ford tough. Drive it home, drive it now, drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer or log on to buyfordnow.com. Now to the Learfield Network Studios, here's Dan Courts.
And hello, everyone, and welcome inside the network studios. Your 24th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels trail the Georgia Bulldogs 28-26. We'll take a look around the SEC. One other game in progress from Lexington, where 10th-ranked Kentucky leads 6th-ranked Florida 89-82 with a little more than 5 minutes to go in the second half. That game coming down to the wire. Still to come in Knoxville, top-ranked Tennessee takes on 23rd-ranked Arkansas. That game tips off in a matter of minutes. At 1, South Carolina's on the road at 17th-ranked Mississippi State. At 3, 2nd-ranked Auburn welcomes Missouri to the Plains. At 3:30, Vanderbilt is on the road at LSU. At 5, 12th-ranked Oklahoma heads to Tuscaloosa to meet 5th-ranked Alabama. And finally, at 7, rivalry renewed on the hardwood as 13th-ranked Texas A&M meets Texas in College Station. And as you look around the SEC, Ole Miss trails Georgia 28-26. We'll take a look at the top 25 when we return. This is Ole Miss Basketball from Learfield.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Ole Miss fans, college basketball is here. Turn beer runs into championship runs and grab a cold, refreshing Dos Equis to cheer on the Rebels this season. Hotty Toddy, Dos Equis, official corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Your home for Rebels basketball. This is the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent. Proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy core beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Mental well-being, shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back inside the network studios. Your 24th ranked Ole Miss Rebels trail the Georgia Bulldogs 28-26. We took a look at the SEC. Now we take a look at the rest of the top 25. Many games outside of the SEC still to come, with three of them at 1 o'clock as 25th-ranked Baylor travels to Ames to meet 3rd-ranked Iowa State. 14th-ranked Houston is at home against BYU, and 15th-ranked UCLA is on the road at Nebraska at 1:15. 4th-ranked Duke is on the road at SMU at 1:30. 16th-ranked Cincinnati at home against Arizona. And finally at 8, 19th-ranked Gonzaga heads to Los Angeles to meet Loyola Marymount. That is your look at the top 25. Ole Miss trails Georgia 28-26. We'll take a quick look at the numbers when we return. This is Ole Miss basketball from Learfield.
Let's huddle up and make things happen with the only cards for the Grove. The Ole Miss Regions Visa Debit Card and Prepaid Regions Now Card. They're a win for your wallet and a big hottie toddy, whether you're purchasing stuff for game day or every day. Want to go all in on confidently showing your Ole Miss pride? Order your card now at regions.com/GoRebels. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees apply.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call Air.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.